guys have participated in this shenanigans. We have, who we have? We have Terry Bixler. No, he's...
No, Terry Bixler actually left. He had a back issue happen just a little while ago, so in the middle of Anthony's talk, he actually texted me to come out and help him get to the car. So we don't know what's going on there, so you might be waiting for Terry. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
But Anthony, we
got Anthony Lang, Aaron Miller, and Rich Cork.
Up here. Those of you who don't know who these guys are, these are like the leaders of the church. And one of them told me a story, but you have to figure out which one it is by how they describe what they actually did. The story is, in high school, this person was arrested by the police for malicious destruction of private property and charged, I think, with a felony at the time.
Rich!
Well, this is not, I'm not prescribing, but when I was in high school, me and my buddies, we did a thing that we called channel changing. And so what we would do is, the whole city back in those days, if you had cable, right, you had the same cable company, and it was Comcast cable. And so that meant you had the same remote control for everybody's cable. So me and my friends, it would be sometime around dark, and somebody would call up, they say, you want to go out channel changing? And so we would go, and we would sneak up to the house where they had the drapes open, and then we'd get in there behind the bushes. Somebody goes up there to the TV, you know, they're hitting it, they can't figure it out. This was good. Obviously, it was not good. It was an inconvenience for people. It was very sinful. But this is what we did, channel changing. So one night in one of our channel changing adventures, we got up to a house, and we began to turn the TV off, turn it back on again, turn it to several different channels, and so we were having a really good time. Until we got a little bit lax and we got caught up so much in the whole thing that the guy who was inside, he kind of figured it out and he turned around to the window. And instead of like being down, you know, we thought this was so funny that we were. So when he turned around, we took off running. And when I took off running, I turned around and there was a little pond, like a koi pond, and it had a bench that was there. And I slammed my shins against that cement bench, and the top of it actually fell off. And then I tripped into the koi pond. And so I was soaking wet, and it was kind of brisk outside. And then I tried to get up, but I was slipping on the bottom of that pond, and my buddies had already made it over the fence and were running. And it was at that time that I got grabbed by the scruff of my neck, and then the police were called, and I was in danger of being charged with malicious destruction of property. And it was going to be a felony. And so that's what happened. One of many stories.
What year was that, Rich?
That would have been, I guess that would have been 1988, because I would have been without a car. So it had to be 88. And I was 15 years old.
That was just an idea.
Okay, Aaron, you're up next.
Yeah, so I wasn't saved at the time. I was a physics student. You guys know I like science and physics. And so turns out my best friends were some really smart guys, but they were really bored all the time too. So one of them had a car. Now he started by having a Yugo, and we beat the crud out of that thing. But his parents got him this Geo Metro. No, the Geo. What's the Tracker?
The Tracker.
The like little Suzuki SUV type thing. So we had to make a physics video for our physics class in senior year, and actually junior year, because I took physics junior year. So we decided that we would try to do an angular momentum video of shopping carts by taking shopping carts out the side of the door of the car, going about 60 miles an hour through the Kmart parking lot, and releasing the shopping carts into a curb. We also film them from the side to make this amazing spiral pattern. Yeah, we didn't want to destroy things, so we only picked the shopping carts that had been plowed up in the snow drifts. This is in the winter in the UP, so you could find 100 shopping carts just in the snow drifts. So they're already destroyed. We didn't want to break anything. So. But one of our friends, we told him, hey, look, take the video camera, stand out over by that snow drift over there, and videotape this from the side, because we're going to come flying down the side of the Kmart here. And we said as a joke, he said, but if the cops show up, film that, because that'd be cool, right? Well, he's hiding behind the snowdrift, taking the film. He sees us accelerating to the side, and he sees a police officer parked right around this corner of the He can't do anything. He's like trying to wave, but he's facing the cop car, right? So we go flying by. Of course, the lights come on. I had just moved from the front seat to the back seat. So I didn't get arrested, but the two people in the front seat did. They charged us with a malicious destruction of property for destroying 8 shopping carts they found there, but we didn't even do all those 8, and they were already destroyed. We're trying to fortunately, my friend who owned the Geo Metro, his dad was a surgeon in town, knew some good lawyers. They actually pleaded down to a misdemeanor, and we had to each pay like $200 for a stupid shopping cart we didn't actually really destroy anyway. But my parents didn't know about it for like 20 years. So. That was it.
Yes. Okay, you're up.
All right. So when I was younger, not saved, obviously, by the story I'm going to tell you.
I got a question. Why does this look like a lineup?
some friends of mine were drinking, and they said that they had created a new sport, and the name of that sport was corn husk jousting. And how this sport was played was that they would go and steal corn husks from farmers' fields, and then they would hang out of a sliding van door and smash people's mailboxes with them. And as they were doing this, they, at the time I was using my mom's van for transportation, and they used my mom's van, and they filled the back of the van up with corn husks, and they were out smashing mailboxes, and somehow somebody knew the kind of van, and the police knew where that van was, and they came to my house and asked me if I knew anything about it. I actually didn't know anything about it. And then they looked in the back of the van, and it was filled with corn husks. So, and they asked me what the corn husks were for, and I lied and said I didn't know. And then I eventually said that those corn husks were from smashing mailboxes, but I swore that I had not done it. And then they threatened to charge me with the malicious destruction of property. But I explained that it wasn't me, and eventually my friends got caught doing it on their own, and it all came together, and it was dismissed.
Wow, those are some great stories.
Okay, so by raising your hand, how many think the true story is Bridge Clark? You got a chance, right? Okay, Aaron Miller. And Anthony. Who wins? Or the real person step forward.
Yeah. They're all true.
So at this time, I passed, Chris and I passed out some 3x5 cards. And what we thought you could do is on the 3x5 card, write something that you've done, or kind of your 5 minutes to fame, if you will, that nobody really knows anything about. Don't do anything that would embarrass you. But write it on your card.